Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, out to Purdue Stadium for the final week of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball here in 2022. Sam Jelinek with you. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, getting you set for the start of the final series of the season for your Shorebirds. Delmarva playing out the string of their 2022 campaign. Final six games of the year matching up with the Downeast Wood Ducks. Shorebirds coming in at 45-80 on the season, 24-36 here in the second half, 14.5 games back of the division-leading Fredericksburg Nationals, who right now have a magic number of 2 to clinch the Northern Division second-half title. So basically everything done and settled in the second half as far as the division is concerned. But the Shorebirds right now playing for a point of pride. Right now, Delmarva needs to take 5 out of 6 off the Downeast Wood Ducks to avoid being crowned the worst team in Delmarva Shorebirds franchise history, at least by winning percentage. Only one other team in Shorebirds history has been as bad as this team this year. That was the 2012 team that finished at 55-85. The only way that the Shorebirds, or 55-86, beg your pardon, and the only way that the Shorebirds can match what they did is if they get swept this week, which, all things considered, hopefully unlikely here. But Delmarva does need to take 5 out of 6 off of the Wood Ducks if they want to be able to have a better winning percentage than that 2012 club. So we'll see what the Shorebirds have in store, if they have anything left in the tank to be able to take 5 out of 6 off this Wood Ducks club, which, although their postseason hopes are currently dashed, they still have had a pretty good season. They're 64-62 overall, 31-29. They have been a remarkably consistent club, which has been led by very good pitching so far this season. The Shorebirds have been the opposite, a team that can thump and hit with the best of them just about, but as far as pitching is concerned, have left a little bit to be begging here this season. The Shorebirds made a couple of different roster moves prior to today's game, as three of the 2022 draft picks were promoted to High A Aberdeen for the stretch run for the Ironbirds, as well as their postseason chances that they'll have in a best-of-three series at the end of the season. That was Adam Retzbach, Max Wagner, and Dylan Beavers, who have now joined Judd Fabian at High A Aberdeen. So the Shorebirds replacing them with Isaac Baloney and Wilkin Grugion, who have come back down from Aberdeen. And Delmarva has also activated Hayden Neerman off of the development list here of the Shorebirds. So the active roster back at 30 again, plus the one MILB rehabber, that's Tyler Joyner. So the Shorebirds with new guys in the fold, albeit new, relatively familiar faces here to close out the season. Starting pitching matchup here tonight is Juan Nunez on the mound for the Shorebirds. Juan acquired in a trade with the Minnesota Twins, one of the pieces that was dealt back from Minnesota on deadline day in return for Jorge Lopez. While down east, they hand the ball to Mitch Bratt. Bratt is 5-4 with a 2.24 ERA. Wood Ducks, we said just a moment ago, they have very good starting pitching, and Bratt, basically their ace, has been remarkably consistent this season, and basically since May has had an ERA that's under 2. So the Shorebirds have a tough matchup with that lefty on the mound here today. If you didn't know it, the Downeast Wood Ducks are the single-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers. This is the second year that the Shorebirds and the Wood Ducks have ever matched up. Last year, Wood Ducks took 8 of 12 off of Delmarva. Wood Ducks were a very speedy team then. They're still a speedy team this season. They have a couple players with more than 20 stolen bases, two who have over 40 as well, so they'll still run with the best of them. That's what the Shorebirds have in store against Downeast, but like we said, the Wood Ducks otherwise about a 500 team so far this season, one that, you know, on any given day can possibly blow you out, but for the most part, you're only having a lot of close games given the quality of pitching that Downeast brings to the yard day in and day out. Creston Automotive Group starting lineups. Let's get those to you. First, for the Downeast Wood Ducks, it's Massimo Acosta, the second baseman, to lead it off. Marcus Smith is the center fielder. He'll bat second. Cameron Colley, the shortstop, hits third. Yossi Galan is the left fielder. He'll be in the cleanup spot. Miguel Villarroel is the third baseman. He'll bat fifth. Later, Figueroa is the DH. He'll bat sixth. Abby Ortiz, the first baseman, he'll bat seventh. Ian Muller does the catching, batting eighth. And Yason Morabel is the right fielder, batting ninth, with Mitch Perrette on the mound for the Wood Ducks. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for your Shorebirds. Carter Young is the leadoff man. He's at second base. First overall pick this year, Jackson Holliday is the shortstop. He'll bat third. Reed Trimble, the center fielder, bats in the three hole. Doug Hono back in left field. He'll be the cleanup man. Isaac Baloney in right field bats fifth. Silas Ardoin doing the catching bats sixth. New Albert Romero, he's the DH today. He'll be batting seventh. Creed Willems, the first baseman, hits eighth. Adam Crampton, the third baseman, bats ninth. With Juan Nunez, Shorebirds ready on the mound. Nunez, no record, but a 1.69 ERA this season, and he's actually thrown seven consecutive scoreless innings. Shorebirds coming off of a 10-2 loss to the Fred Nats back on Sunday. They dropped 5 out of 6 against the Nationals last week as they finished up their 2022 road schedule. Delmarva finished this year on the road at 23-43. This year at home, they are 22-37. So hopefully a few more wins here this week, and the Shorebirds will finish with a better record at home than they did on the road. Last week against the Fred Nats, that is just a good Fred Nats team that is rolling A, towards a Carolina League Northern Division title, and I think the Fred Nats will end up probably being the representative for the Northern Division after they face off against the Lynchburg Hillcats in the Division Series playoffs. Shorebirds are taking the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Pouncer, a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Welcome, everybody, to the final home series and the final week of the season for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Sam Jelinek with you as the Shorebirds open up play here on Tuesday, September the 6th at 45-80 on the season, 24-36 here in the second half. Shorebirds are trying to close the season on a high note. They hand the ball to right-handed pitcher Juan Nunez to try to get them off and running here this week against the Wood Ducks. Nunez, no record, but a 1.69 ERA here so far this season. With the Shorebirds 10 2/3 innings, he's struck out 3 but walked 12, giving up 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Behind Nunez in the field, left or right in the outfield, it's Doug Hono in left. Reed Trimble's in center. Isaac Baloney in right. Adam Crampton gets the start over at third. Jackson Holliday is over at short. Carter Young at second base. Creed Willems at first. And Silas Ardoin does the catching. Nunez, 21 years old, traded from the Minnesota Twins to the Baltimore Orioles back on August the 2nd as part of the Jorge Lopez trade. And that trade was again in the news today. We'll get to that a little bit later in the broadcast. But Nunez out of Azua in the Dominican Republic, trying to potentially pick up his first Shorebirds win. So far, 3 starts, 3 no decisions. Leading off for the Wood Ducks, it's Maximo Acosta, the second baseman. Wood Ducks rocking their alternate green uniforms today, green jersey with orange numbers on the back. Wood Ducks across the front in orange as well with gray pants and high black socks for Acosta. Shorebirds in the home whites. Shorebirds in white, or in black rather, outlined in orange across the front. Black numbers in the front and back with white pants. Nunez from the center of the rubber, ready to work. He is into his wind in the first pitch of the game. Acosta swings and fouls it back right over our heads in the press box. For strike one, we're underway. Right on time. That's 7:05. Nunez steps into his wind to pitch. And Acosta fouls another one, this time straight back into the net. It's 0-2. Acosta this season hitting .262. 340 on base percentage, 4 homers, 35 driven in. Acosta from the right side, 6-1, 187. Nunez the kick and the pitch. And Acosta rips it into left field. Hodo Froze now comes in and has to play the liner on a hop. It's a leadoff single for Maximo Acosta, and the Wood Ducks with the leadoff man aboard. Acosta, one of those guys we talked about with 40-plus stolen bases for the Wood Ducks. On the season, he's 41 for 58, so not exactly a whole lot of success, but he will run a good deal. Nunez from the stretch, his pitch to Marcus Smith. This is outside for ball one. A little bit of overcast skies here at first pitch. It did rain earlier in the day, in the morning. Haven't had any rain since. A couple of sprinkles, though. But right now, absolutely comfortable temperature. 1-0 pitch. Smith takes a fastball. It's on the outside corner. 1-1. Wind blowing in just a little bit from center towards the right field line. Darker clouds above, but no threat of rain the rest of the night. 1-1 pitch, runner goes. Breaking ball's a called strike on the inside corner. The throw to second, not in time, as Ardwan kind of double pumped it. I think he might have been waiting for somebody to cover at second. But in either case, Acosta with a stolen base of second. And the Wood Ducks with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Smith hitting .176 this season. 5 homers, 30 driven in. Left-handed batter, slightly open stance. Slides the bat down his back. Nunez comes set, now steps off. Just underway, top of the first. Wood Ducks leadoff single for Acosta, and then he steals second. Now out there with a 1-2 count on Smith. Here's the pitch. And Smith swings and misses. Foul tip held on to by Ardwan. And Nunez strikes out Smith for his first out of the game. Nunez, perhaps surprisingly, just his fourth strikeout. Here with the Shorebirds now through 11 innings. Prior to his time with the Shorebirds, he had been averaging just about 12 strikeouts per nine, so he was pretty far off his pace. And now I think finally starting to get that strikeout pitch back. Here's Cameron Colley, the shortstop. Right-handed batter in the first pitch. And it's a breaking ball. This is high and away. Ball one. Colley hitting .210 this season. 2 homers, 21 driven in. It was a third-round pick out of Texas High School last year by the Rangers. 5'10", 170 from the right side. And the 1-0 pitch. It's on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Three batters into this game, one out, a runner at second, top of the first. Down East nothing, Shorebirds nothing. Here's the pitch. And Colley fouls it off the mask of the catcher, Ardwan. 1-2. Colley wrapped up the series against the Woodpeckers for the Wood Ducks back on Sunday, went 0-4, struck out twice. Colley, another speedy guy, 37 for 42, stealing bases this season. Nunez is 1-2, and Colley fouls it off the plate barely, just under the glove of Ardwan. And he's able to stay alive. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Colley. Second baseman Young, the one tasked with holding Acosta close at second. Nunez gives him a look. Now the pitch, home runner goes from second, and Colley off the end of the bat fouls it back on the ground. Acosta back to second. He had a pretty good jump there, even after Nunez gave him a second look. Just ran on first movement, and if Nunez had gone with a little inside move, maybe he picks him off. But Colley instead fouls off the pitch. So Acosta back to second, still one out. One and two count still on Colley. Here's the pitch. And Colley breaks his bat on a pop-up just onto the outfield grass. Second baseman Holiday puts it away. And there's two outs here in the first. So good job by Nunez after giving up the leadoff single to Acosta. Strikeout Smith. Colley pops up. And now it's Yossi Galan, the cleanup man for the Wood Ducks. Galan hitting just .212 this season, but 18 homers, 54 driven in. OPS at .739. Right-handed batter, 6'4", 200. Outfield plays him a couple of steps deep. Infield straight up. Nunez the first pitch, and the breaking ball sneaks back onto the inside corner. Strike one had Galan moving a little bit out of the box there. Galan crowds the plate from the right side, his back foot firmly up against the corner of the box towards the back. Slightly open stance. The 0-1 breaking ball misses down and away. One ball, one strike. On deck, Miguel Villarroel. But for now, it's Galan and Nunez. Top of the first, two outs. No score and a runner at second. Nunez from the belt fires home, and Galan swings and misses. 94 on the outside corner. 1-2. Nunez right now on 7 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Wasn't easy for him against the Fred Nats last time out, but he made it work for three more scoreless. Trying to get through the first here, the 1-2. And Galan swings and misses. Chases the fastball up and out of the zone. And Nunez, after the leadoff single and stolen base, strands Acosta out at second here in a scoreless first. On to the last of the first. It's down east nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Mountain Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Mountain Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flower shop, and discounts at Shorebirds birthday parties, for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Bottom of the first, it's Down East nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat for the first time against the Down East Wood Ducks, and Mitch Bratt on the mound for the Woodies. Bratt, left-handed pitcher, has put together a very strong campaign on the season. He's 5-4 with a 2.24 ERA. 6'190-pound lefty. Carter Young leads it off for the Shorebirds. Switch hitter stands in from the right side. Pratt into his wind in the first pitch. Young swings and hits a flare in a shallow right center. Long run for the center fielder Smith, and it lands in between him and the right fielder Morabell. Young on his way to second. He's trying for three. Smith finally picks it up, hits the cutoff man, but Young in at third with a leadoff triple. Good on Young as he never stopped running. Smith and Morabell nearly collided, and then neither one of them went after the baseball with much vigor after it fell. And Young, taking note of that, never stopped around second. So it's a triple for Young. And the Shorebirds with a man at third and nobody out for Jackson Holliday. Corners play in. Pratt from the stretch. Here's the pitch. And Holliday takes. Fastball, letter high. Strike one. For Young, that's his first triple here with the Shorebirds and in his career. Infield plays Holliday to pull. Jackson now 6 for 31 here with the Birds. The pitch, he swings and fouls it back. 0-2. Bomb of the first, no score for now. And the Shorebirds in prime opportunity to score off of Brett, who doesn't really give up runs at that great a rate. Have to take advantage after a situation like that just unfolded. 0-2 pitch. Holliday checks his swing, fastball up and in. Appeal out to second. And Trey Jester says he held up. 1-2. Infield now comes all the way in for Holliday. Still playing him to pull. Shortstop Colley way up the middle. And the second baseman Acosta just a couple of steps off first. The 1-2. And Holliday takes just outside with a breaking ball. We've seen Jackson take so many pitches like that. 50-50 calls that still at this level, and given his pedigree, I think umpires are not exactly hesitant to ring him up. But he gets the call there. Counts even at 2. Young at third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Holliday laces it foul down the right field line. Just a little out in front. And the count stays at 2-2. Holliday's driven in 4 runs through 8 games thus far with the Shorebirds. Didn't play back on Sunday. Did go 1-for-3 back on Saturday night. 2-2 again. And Holliday tags it out to deep left center field. Gallant chasing after it. He won't get there. And it one hops off the wall. Young walks home from third. And Holliday in standing at second with an RBI double. And the Shorebirds 2 batters into the last of the first, lead it 1-0 on Jackson Holliday's RBI double. That is just a picture-perfect piece of hitting from Jackson Holliday. Breaking ball, outer third. He goes with it straight up the left center field alley. Gallant playing towards the line. Not a chance to get after it and left. And Holliday, his second double of the season, his 5th RBI. And the Shorebirds lead 1-0 and still cooking here in the last of the first. The pitch. Trimble takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Reed Trimble next up for the Shorebirds. Switch hitter, bats from the right side. 2 homers, 16 driven in this season for Delmarva. Pratt steadies up from a good squat on the mound. He's set. The pitch. Trimble takes an off-speed pitch. It's down and in. 1-1. Set the defense finally for you here for the Wood Ducks. It's Yossi Gallant in left, Marcus Smith in center. Yason Morabell is in right. Get to the infield in a moment here after Pratt's 1-1 pitch to Trimble. Holliday leads away from second. Now the pitch. And Trimble swings, ropes it on the ground towards the whole left side. Shortstop Colley on the backhand fields. One hop throw to first. Trimble collides with the first baseman and knocks the ball free. It caroms into shallow right. Holliday comes in to score. And Trimble safe at first. It'll be a single for Trimble. And then an error on the throw because it hopped into Ortiz. And the Shorebirds lead it 2-0 here in the last of the first. And out comes manager Steve Mintz for the Wood Ducks, I think, to argue with Trey Jester that Ortiz had control of that baseball before Trimble knocked it loose. And it's a pretty quick conversation here as Mintz goes right back to the dugout. Jester says, nope, he didn't control it. So Trimble safe at first. Holiday scores on the error. And the Shorebirds up 2-0 here in the first. Now Doug Hodo, the cleanup man. Three straight hits off of Brent to start this game. Here's the pitch. Hodo swings and misses. Strike one. Around the infield, you've basically got to know them all at this point. Miguel Villarroel is over at third. Cam Colley at short. Maximo Acosta at second. Abby Ortiz at first. And Ian Mulder does the catching for Brent. Pratt, the southpaw, deals home, and Hodo takes a strike. It's on the inside corner, shoulder high, 0-2. Hodo is 3 for his first 23 with Delmarva. One double, no homers, no RBIs. Sixth round pick this year out of Texas. 0-2. Hodo takes a called strike 3. Fastball, the outside corner. Brad able to ring him up looking. And that's the first down here in the first. Brings up Isaac Baloney back with the Shorebirds. He's actually now played more games this year with Aberdeen than with Delmarva. 51 with Delmarva, 52 with Aberdeen. He's back here with the Birds for the final week of the season. Left-handed batter, and Baloney swings through the first pitch breaking ball. Strike one. Baloney with the Shorebirds this year, hitting 250, 6 homers, 30 driven in. Infield plays him to pull. Brandt looks over at first, now the pitch. And Baloney chops it foul off his foot. It's 0-2. Shorebirds 2, Wood Ducks nothing, bottom half of the first. Shorebirds with three straight hits to start off their night off of Mitch Brandt, who, for the most part, has been absolutely stellar this year for the Wood Ducks. 0-2 to Baloney. Curveball is off the outside edge. 1-2. 19 appearances this year for Brandt with the Wood Ducks, and in 17 of them, he's allowed 3 runs or fewer. Trimble at first, he takes his lead. Brett sent, here's the pitch. And Baloney, a line shot right back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Sends Brett sprawling down onto the dirt of the mound. And Isaac Baloney with the 4th hit of the first off of Mitch Brett. So whatever was in the scouting report for the Shorebirds coming in against Mitch Brett has allowed them to absolutely tee off here in the first. The thing is, though, 2 runs off of Brett is nice. But if he gets out of this jam, Silas Ardoin, the next batter, takes the first pitch fastball. It's on the inside corner. 1-0-1. But if you don't really get Brett for 3 or 4 or 5 here in the first and he settles in, there is a good shot he ends up going 5 innings, allowing just 2. 0-1. Ardoin takes a breaking ball. It's on the inside corner. 0-2. Ardoin 9 for his first 35 with the Shorebirds this season. No homers, 6 driven in. First and second, 1 out. Brandt from the shoulders, the pitch. And Ardoin swings and misses. Looked like the changeup down and away. Gets him to swing and miss. And Brandt with his second strikeout of the first. And there's 2 outs here in the frame. Brings up the designated hitter, Noelbert Romero. Romero leading the team in homers with 9 this season. 45 driven in, hitting 231. Here's the pitch. Romero takes a breaking ball down his back foot. 1 ball, no strikes. First and second, 2 outs. Bomb of the first. Shorebirds 2, Wood Ducks nothing. Wood Ducks had a runner at second and nobody out in the first, couldn't cash it in. Shorebirds have scored two off of Mitch Brett, who has an ERA of just above 2. 1-0, Romero swings, hits it in the air to shallow left center, racing over the outfielders, it drops in between them again, in between Gallon and Smith. Trimble comes in to score, Baloney goes first to third, and it's an RBI single for Noalbert Romero, and the Shorebirds lead it 3-0 here in the last of the first. I'm not sure if it's just that this is the first time that these Wood Ducks outfielders have played in Purdue Stadium. They're having trouble seeing the ball off the bat or if they're playing excessively deep. But that's the second pop fly that's fallen in between two outfielders, one in left center, one in right center. The first one was Carter Young's eventual triple, and this one an RBI single for Noalbert Romero. And now a mound visit for the Wood Ducks as Dimitri Kokoris comes out to chat with Brett. Romero with his 46th RBI this season. Puts him just 6 off the pace of Isaac De Leon, no longer with the Shorebirds, but leads the team with 52. Creed Willems is due up next for Delmarva. Good left on left, a matchup for Brandt, but a good test as well for Creed. Creed hitting 189 this season. 4 homers, 23 driven in, but it has been a good month of August and a just as good month of September as well. Back on Sunday was 1-for-4 with a double. Open stance from the left side. First and third, 2 outs. Brett's pitch. And Willems, big first pitch hack, fouls it back and out of play. Strike 1. Infield plays him to pull. Acosta towards the hole at second. Colley the shortstop up the middle. And over at third via Roel off the line. 0-1. Willems takes a fastball. It's down the middle. 0-2. Shorebirds up 3-0. Home half of the first. First and third, 2 outs. Trying to make it a very big inning. The 0-2, and Willems swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Can't connect. Brandt strikes out 3 here in the first, but no consolation for him as the Birds score 3 runs on 5 hits in the frame. On to the second, it's Delmarva 3, and Down East nothing here in the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the second, it's now Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing. Shorebirds 3 runs on 5 hits off of Mitch Brett. Juan Nunez back to work for the Birds. His first pitch to Miguel Villarroel is a called strike at the bottom of the zone. To put into perspective what the Shorebirds just did to Mitch Brett, 19 starts this season for Brett. 0-1. Swung on and shot softly toward short. Charging in, Holiday, he gloves, throws on the run, and makes it look easy to retire Villarroel for the first out here in the second. 17 of 19 starts this year for Brett. He's allowed three or fewer runs. And the Shorebirds have already gotten him for three here in the first. One out, nobody on. That brings up later Figueroa. First pitch. Fastball is just off the outside corner for ball one. Figueroa from the left side. Nunez wind in the pitch. It's fouled straight back over the net. Strike one. Figueroa playing just his fourth game for the Wood Ducks this year. He's four for his first 13. 1-1. Cutter misses off the inside edge. One ball, one strike. One out, top of the second. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Nunez the kick and the pitch. Fastball bounces in. Down towards the toes of Figueroa. 3-1. Nunez, despite the rather sterling results here to begin his Shorebirds career, it's now 8 consecutive scoreless innings. 3-1 pitch. Fastball misses high and outside. That's ball four. And it's a one-out walk to Figueroa. Nunez has still dealt with bouts of control issues. Walked 7 his first start, 3 against Lynchburg, and then 2 last week against the Fred Nats. So he's still trying to find it on the mound. That's now his 13th walk in just 11 and two-thirds innings this season. Brings up Abby Ortiz. Stands in from the left side, and the first pitch from Nunez misses just a little low. Ball one. One out, a runner at first for the Wood Ducks. On deck, Ian Moeller, the catcher. Nunez lifts the leg, the pitch. And the fastball is high and outside for ball two. And immediately, the catcher, Arduan, calls time. Heads out to the mound to chat with Nunez here. And try to figure out what's eating the young righty. Last time out against the Fred Nats, Nunez 3 scoreless innings back on August the 31st. Last Wednesday, he allowed 2 hits, walked 2, and struck out just 2. And over those 3 innings, he ended up stranding 4 on base. Pitch count forced him out after 3, and he was limited to 53 pitches last Wednesday. Runner at first, 1 out. Ortiz from the left side. Nunez is 2-0. Fastball finds the inside corner. 2-1. Ortiz playing his 89th game of the season for the Wood Ducks. 11 homers, 37 driven in, hitting .228. The 2-1, big swing and a miss. Chased a fastball high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up, looking for 2. Nunez leans in for the sign. Now straightens up, and as he does so, Ortiz calls time and steps out. Nunez ready from the belt. Now the pitch. And it swung on and ripped foul out of play right field side. Off the picnic deck, and it caroms right back into play to Isaac Baloney in right. Go fetch it himself, throw it out of play. Two again to Ortiz, and he swings and misses. Fastball foul tip held on to by Arduan. Third strike out of the game already for Nunez. That's a new career high with the Shorebirds. And there's 2 outs here in the second. So still a runner at first. That's Figueroa, who walked with 1 out. And Nunez a chance to get out of this second inning scoreless. And Muller next to hit for the Wood Ducks. Batting eighth, doing the catching here today. Muller hitting 209 on the season. Five homers, 22 driven in. First pitch. Curveball falls off the table. Down to the outside. Ball one. Muller hits from the right side. Was a fourth round pick last year. Out of Dubuque, Iowa. 1-0. Fastball nibbles on the outside edge. One ball, one strike. Shorebirds up 3-0, top of the second. Three runs on five hits in the first for the Shorebirds. Nunez the stretch. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and away. Muller enticed by it, but one fire off a swing. 2-1. On deck, the 9-hole hitter, that's Yason Morabell. 2-1 pitch. Muller swings and pops it up. Shallow right, Bologna started back, now drifts in. Gets under it and makes the catch to retire Muller. And Nunez strands the one-out walk aboard. Here in the second. On to the last of the second, it's still Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
All right, grandson, we got a champion to adults. We got AJ, he's teaming up with Sherman. Four now that Sherman is going to throw AJ to Deacon. It's three of them. He's going to win himself a prize from our friends at Kellen's Cafe. How many do you think you're going to get, AJ? Two. You got three, man. Three wins. How many are you going to win? There you go.
Liquidity wants to take the field for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Simply choose an available team. The team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that game contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field of the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Today, the book is in game, as there is limited availability for the Little Leaguer to take the field for the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-218-112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone. Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second, Shorebirds still sporting a 3-0 lead over the Downey's Wood Ducks. Three runs on five hits for the Birds back in the first. 9-1-2 due up here in the second against Mitch Brandt trying to bounce back. First pitch to Adam Crampton. Crampton swings, pops it up, foul ground. First base side, that'll get into the seats. Strike one. Crampton, a multi-hit game back on Sunday. Finished 2-for-3 with an RBI single. Not a whole lot for the Birds to remember from that Sunday finale. The 0-1, Crampton shoots down a play again. Right field side. 0-2. Shorebirds lost 10-2 to the Fred Nats, their final road game of the season. Max Wagner, a solo homer for the first of his career. And Wagner now up with High A Aberdeen, who actually had their game against Jersey Shore today. 0-2. This is outside to Crampton, 1-2, already postponed. Playing a doubleheader tomorrow. That was when I checked about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. Jersey Shore had already decided to push the game off until Wednesday. 1-2 on Crampton, the pitch. And Adam again, late on the fastball, spoils it out of play. Right field side, 1-2. Crampton now no homers, 7 driven in. Ninth rounder out of Stanford this year, hitting 196. Brad, the southpaw, has his sign. Here's the pitch. And Crampton, a soft liner into shallow right center. Smith coming on, and he gets the spot position perfectly. And the center fielder makes the catch for the first out here in the second. One thing I've noticed early on about Down East already through just an inning and a half is they are probably the most aggressive team I've seen when it comes to shifting. Not just on the infield, but outfield-wise as well. They are really pushing it to the extremes. First pitch to Carter Young. This is outside for ball one. Shorebirds up 3-0. Bottom of the second. Young started off first for the Shorebirds with a bloop triple to right center. Switch hitter bats from the right side. The pitch. And Young swings and fouls it back. A little bunny hop after fouling the pitch off. Knew that was one he probably should have squared up. Not going to get too many mistakes like that from Brad here tonight. Brett the kick and the pitch. And Young swings, pops it up behind home. Catcher Muller gives it a look, but that's back into the seats. And Young stays alive at a ball and two strikes. Perhaps the only upshot for Brett of that first inning was the Shorebirds didn't work too many very deep counts against him. His pitch count right now is only at 33, so it's not too large a stretch as the 1-2 comes home and Young swings and misses. Chased a changeup down and away. Brad already with his fourth strike out of the game. And there's two outs here in the second. Not too much of a stretch if Brad settles in where Down East can still have him throw four or five innings tonight. So two outs, nobody on, and here comes the first overall pick in this year's draft, Jackson Holliday. First pitch home. And Holliday, a mammoth rip, comes up empty. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. Strike one. Holliday will take more than his fair share of just absolutely massive swings. The one thing I've always noticed about them, the 0-1. Breaking ball is on the outside corner, it's 0-2. I can't remember a time he took one of those swings on a pitch that wasn't in the strike zone. Always seems to go full throttle, at the very least, at pitches that he can demolish. 0-2. Breaking ball is just off the outside corner. That's the same pitch Holliday took his first time up. Conviction in knowing his own strike zone. So 1-2 on Holliday. Infield plays him to pull. Outfield as well, except for Golan in left, plays towards the line. Massive gap out in left center. 1-2. Holliday lays off. Fastball up and out of the zone. 2-2. Holliday, an RBI double into left center, his first time up. Shorebird started off with three straight hits off of Brad to take a 2-0 lead. 2-2 home, and Holliday takes a slider up high. And from 0-2, it's gone to 3-2 on Holliday. Reed Trimble on deck. Two outs, the last of the second. Shorebird's 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Brad the wind and the payoff. And Holliday just taps it foul, the plate off his own back. Still 3-2. Pratt the wind and the next 3-2. Holliday takes down away, ball four. Really good at bat from Jackson Holliday. Goes from 0-2 to 3-2 and draws the walk here with two outs. The first free pass that Brett has allowed tonight. On the season, Brett coming into today, 76 in the third innings, had struck out 94 and walked just 24. And for a 19-year-old, is really doing everything that could be asked of him here at this level. Holliday at first, two outs, now Reed Trimble hits. Takes a first pitch fastball, just a little low. Ball one. Trimble singled into the hole at short his first time up. Infield plays him to pull. Holliday at first, two outs. Brad sent the pitch. And the fastball misses high and outside. Ball two. Brad was drafted in the fifth round back last year by the Rangers. Georgia Premier Academy down in Statesboro, Georgia. Although Brown was originally born up in Canada. 2-0 pitch. And Trimble takes. It's outside for ball three. Pratt suddenly dealing with a bout of wildness here with 2 outs in the second. Got Crampton and Young easily enough. Then walked Holiday after having him down 0-2. Now a 3-0 pitch to Trimble. He swings away, hits it in the air to left center field. Outfielders converge. It's the center fielder Smith making the call. And he makes the catch in the alley to retire Trimble. And the Shorebirds down scoreless here in the second. On to the third. Shorebirds still up 3-0 over the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, and browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the third, Shorebirds still with a 3-0 lead over the Downeast Wood Ducks. Juan Nunez now with a scoreless inning streak of 9. Jason Morabel leads it off for the Wood Ducks. It's 9-1-2 for the Woodies here in the third. Nunez through the first two innings has allowed just a hit, a walk, while striking out right now a Shorebird season high for him, 3. Morabel, another left-handed batter. Digs in with a square stance. Nunez the wind and his first pitch. Fastball runs outside for ball one. Morabel playing his sixth game of the season with the Wood Ducks. No homers, 3 driven in. 1-0 pitch, he swings and fouls it back and out of play. 1-1. 6 for his first 17 with Downeast Morabel. 18 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. 1-1. Good breaking ball snaps onto the outside corner from Nunez. Hits 1-2. This is probably the sharpest that we've seen Nunez so far here with the Shorebirds. That has generated a lot of excitement. 1-2. Swung on and hit in the air to center. Chases Trimble back a couple of steps. Now he retreats on in and makes the catch to retire Mortabell. And that's the first out here in the third. Like we mentioned off the top of the broadcast, the trade that brought Nunez from the Twins to the Orioles, the Jorge Lopez deal, was in the news again today as the first piece of that deal has made it to the majors. That's Yonier Cano, reliever up at AAA Norfolk, got recalled to the Orioles today. First pitch to Maximo Acosta is a called strike, 0-1. Cano put into the Orioles bullpen. 0-1. Acosta swings and misses. Chased a breaking ball down and outside. It's 0-2. With the Orioles going through that doubleheader yesterday against the Blue Jays, getting swept and did not go according to plan, with Jordan Lyles being sick and the bullpen having to eat as many innings as they did. So they decided to reshuffle things a little. And Cano, one of the fresh arms brought up from AAA. 0-2. Breaking ball misses down and outside. 1-2. 1-out, top of the third. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Nunez the rock and the pitch to Acosta. Breaking ball again is outside. Can't get Acosta to chase again. And the count's even at two. Nunez the turn and the 2-2. Acosta swings, hits it in the air towards right center. Wind blowing it back deep into the alley, but the right fielder Bologna tracks it down. And that's the second out here in the third. The wind has shifted a good deal here from Purdue Stadium. It had been blowing in towards the right field line, but now it's blowing pretty stiffly out towards right center. Got a pretty good hold of that baseball, and Bologna able to follow it well, though. And there's two outs here in the third. Brings up Marcus Smith, left-handed batter. Nunez struck him out his first time up. And the first pitch, it's a fastball, letter high at 94. Strike one. Two outs, nobody on for Smith. Shorebirds three, Wood Ducks nothing. Nunez the kick and the pitch. Fastball again, outside corner, 0-2. Smith, third round pick of the Rangers, or rather of the A's, back in 2019, a part of Elvis Andrews' deal, brought over to Texas. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball called strike three. Snaps in beautifully at the knees, and Nunez gets Smith looking for the final out here in a 1-2-3 third. On to the last of the third, it's Delmarva 3 and Downey's nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your butt ends from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club in the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds with a 3-0 lead over the Wood Ducks here on Tuesday night. Game 1-6 between these two clubs to wrap the season. First pitch from Brett to Doug Hodo is lined down towards center. Racing in for it with Smith, nearly overran it, but he's able to leap up, make the grab, and retire Hodo for the first out here in the third. Tough break for Doug, squaring up that baseball. Nothing to show for it. So line out to center for Hodo to kick off the inning. That brings up Isaac Bologna. Stands in from the left side. Pratt the wind and the pitch. And Bologna swings and rips one into right. That's down for a base hit on a hop in front of Moore Bell. And Isaac Bologna, in his return to Delmarva, is 2-for-2. Second time this year that Bologna has been back with the Shorebirds after being promoted to High A Aberdeen. First time lasted all of one game. That was back on July the 1st. And then Bologna was quickly shuttled back to Aberdeen before now coming back to Delmarva for the final six games of the season. First pitch to Silas Ardoin. He reaches for it and pokes it out of play. Right field side. It's 0-1. Ardoin struck out swinging his first time up. Has Bologna at first, one out. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Bottom of the third. Brat deals home. And Ardoin rolls into the hole. That short shortstop. Colley tracks it down, goes to second one. Really to first in time for a slick 6-4-3 double play. That was really nicely turned by Colley and Acosta. And that does it for the Shorebirds quickly here in the third. On the fourth, and it's still a Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Geller with the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds everywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream. Sam Geller is on the call, both home and away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a bit of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds still up 3-0 on the Wood Ducks. Strength of a 3-run first inning on 5 hits for the Birds off of Mitch Brett. While Juan Nunez on the mound for Delmarva today has been his standard stellar self. 3 more shutout innings as he's now fired 10 consecutive scoreless frames. Cam Colley leads it off for the Wood Ducks here in the fourth, right-handed batter. First pitch from Nunez. Colley swings. It's a chopper up the middle to his left. Holiday tracks it down. Shortstop throws on the run low, but Willems picks it out to save his shortstop in error. And that's the first out here in the fourth. Good play on both ends there. Holiday tracking it down. Willems the smooth pick. And with one away, Yossi Galan steps in for the Wood Ducks. So far through 3 1/3 innings, Nunez has allowed just 1 hit, 1 walk, and struck out 4. First pitch to Galan. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball 1. Galan struck out swinging his first time up. Wood Ducks had a runner at second to begin the game. 1-0. Galan swings and misses. 1-1. Maximo Acosta singled, then stole second, but was stranded out there as Nunez pitched to score this first inning. On the wind and the 1-1. Galan swings, barrels it up towards the left, but Hodo freezes back a step now, and the left fielder puts away the liner. A lot of top spin on it, kept it in the yard. And there's quickly 2 outs here in the fourth. Nunez probably slated for 50 to 65-ish pitches today, so he might be done after 4. Nobody up out in the Shorebirds bullpen right now, but we'll keep an eye on that over the next inning. Miguel Villarroel is the next hitter, and the first pitch from Nunez is a fastball. This is high. Ball 1. 2 outs, top of the fourth. Shorebirds up, 3-0. 1-0. Slider misses high. Ball 2. Villarroel grounded a short his first time up. Nunez behind the count, the 2-0. And Villarroel skies it out to shallow center. Center fielder Trimble wanders in, now towards the right center gap. Puts it away with one hand for the final out here in the fourth. Another 1-2-3 frame for Juan Nunez. He's now retired, 8 in a row. On to the last, the fourth. It's still Delmarva 3, Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
There are your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plays. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds 3, Down East nothing. Albert Romero leads it off for the Shorebirds against Mitch Brad, who has in fact settled in after giving up 3 runs on 5 hits in the first. Since then, he's allowed just a single and a walk, striking out one more as well. He struck out 4 total on the day. First pitch to new Albert Romero. He swings, fouls it back just to the right of the press box. Humping out of play. Strike 1. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Shorebirds here in the fourth. Jared Beck has started throwing out the Shorebirds bullpen. 0-1 pitch. Romero swings and misses. Chases the pitch outside. 0-2. Romero, an RBI single, his first time up. Dropped it perfectly in between the center fielder Smith and left fielder Galan in left center. Galan plays exceptionally deep in left and also more close to the corner than anybody I've ever seen. 0-2. Romero off the end of the bat, able to dribble it, fell to the backstop. 0-2. But Noelbert more than happy to take it. Drove in the third run of that first inning for the Shorebirds. Also giving him 46 driven in on the season. Down the count, 0-2, Bratz pitch. And fastball misses high. 1-2. Nobody up out in the Down East bullpen with Bratz having settled in here now. 53 pitches through 3 innings plus. Southpaw turns and deals the 1-2, and Romero foul tips it. Held on to by the catcher Mulder. And Romero down on strikes. Bratz with his 5th strikeout of the game. So one out and nobody on. That brings up Creed Willems. Willems struck out swinging his first time on. Left on left matchup. Brad into the wind and the pitch. Fastball on the outside half. Belt high. Strike 1. One pitch on its way. Breaking ball can't come back to the inside corner. Willems leaves it up and in. 1-1. Infield plays Willems to pull. Shortstop Colley up the middle. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line. 1-1. Willems takes again. Curveball that just wouldn't drop enough. Left upstairs by Brad. And the count's 2-1. Adam Crampton on deck. Shorebirds 3 runs on 6 hits now, no errors. 2-1. Willems takes a fastball. It's on the outside corner. 2-2. Pratt right foot in front of his left foot toeing the rubber. 2-2. And Willems able to foul it back and out of play. Took a fastball just off the outside corner, spoiled it, stayed alive. Pratt with a darker tan glove. Holds it right in front of his chest. Not yet. The sign turns into his motion, the 2-2. And Willems barely lays off a breaking ball just outside. Thought about pulling the trigger. A very, very good take from Willems. And the count's full. One out, last the fourth. Shorebirds up three. 3-2. And Willems fouls back another. Pratt tried to sneak a fastball by him. Up and out of the zone. So still 3-2 on Willems. One out, nobody on. We're at the wind and the payoff again, and Willems takes a breaking ball down low. Ball four. Muller was trying to frame that pretty precisely, but ended up never receiving the pitch cleanly. I'm wondering if that has anything to do with why Steve Craze didn't ring up Willems there.
Now batting the third baseman, number four, Adam Renton.
So Willems aboard at first. He walks. That's the second walk that Brad has allowed today. Now Adam Crampton, right-handed batter. First pitch. Crampton swings, lofts it in the air towards right center. Right fielder Mora Bell over towards the gap, gets under it, and puts it away. That's the second out here in the fourth. Lineup flips back to the top now, and Carter Young. Young tripled and scored his first time up back in the first, and then struck out swinging against Brad back in the second. It's now 13 hits for Young here with the Shorebirds, and just about half of them have gone for extra bases. First pitch, he swings and foul tips a fastball into the mid of Muller. Fastball at the top of the zone. Strike one. Five doubles, one triple, one homer for Young. Seven extra base hits out of now 13 hits total. 0-1. Young swings and misses. Caught out in front on his front foot. Change up, down, and away. It's 0-2. Willems at first, two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds up, 3-0. The set and the pitch. And Young, a tapper over the mound towards short. Second baseman and shortstop come together, and neither fields it. It ends up in center. Willems races for third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Willems goes first to third. And that will be a single for Young. With the infield playing, Young to pull the second baseman Acosta for some reason thought it was a good idea to cut across the shortstop Collier, who had the far easier play with his momentum going towards first. And the two came together, neither touched the baseball. It goes right between them. So first and third, two outs for Jackson Holliday. Holliday an RBI double his first time up. The pitch. He swings, fouls back. Strike one. Holliday then walked back in the second, and that was after being down the count 0-2. Infield plays him to pull. Shortstop Colley up the middle. Second baseman Acosta towards the hole right side. Brad from the stretch. Now the pitch. And Holliday, a tapper just to the right of the mound. Pitcher Brad off the bump fields it himself and runs to first to record the out on his own, evidently not trusting his defense anymore. That'll do it for the Birds here in the fourth as they strand runners at the corners. On to the fifth, it's Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
this week at the Delmarva Shore Birds. Everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth, it's still Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing. Technic called the bullpen to tell you about, though. Juan Nunez done after four more shutout innings today as he's run his scoreless streak now to 11 in a row. And Jared Bank replaces him here to start the top of the fifth. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. First pitch from Jared Beck to Figueroa is down the dirt for ball one. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. Beck, the 7-foot-tall lefty, enters into the game for Nunez. The 1-0 pitch hits just down and away for ball two. Beck drafted in the 13th round this year out of St. Leo University by the Orioles, making his fourth appearance with the Shorebirds. Southpaw deals home the 2-0 and is ripped on the ground through the hole right side and on into the outfield for a base hit. Figueroa with a leadoff single here in the fifth. He stays perfect on the day after walking back in the second. Also snaps a streak of 8 Wood Ducks retired in a row as Nunez ended his outing by retiring the final 8 he saw. Final line for Juan, 4 shutout innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Here's Abby Ortiz, first baseman, digs in from the left side, and the pitch misses down the dirt outside for ball one. Beck, through 7 innings this season, has struck out 6 and walked 5. 8 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. Hasn't allowed a homer, but has hit a batter. From the stretch, Ortiz slightly open stands the pitch. And the fastball is there at the bottom of the zone. Or at least Steve Craze says so. Ortiz with a 1,000-yard stare out to left field trying to figure out that strike zone. Count even at 1. Figueroa leads away from first. And Beck checks in on him, throws over. And back with a dive, Figueroa safe. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing, top of the fifth. First 6 here this week to close out the season for both teams. Both sides already eliminated from postseason contention. Just trying to run out the string. 1-1 pitch. Fastball sinks down and in. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ortiz with 11 homers this season, 37 driven in. Here's the pitch. He swings, it's a weak tapper off his foot down the first baseline. Willems plays it out anyways, just in case, but it's a foul ball. 2-2. Shorebirds had that situation actually happen in Fredericksburg last week. Foul ball looked like it came off of Jared McKenzie's foot in the box. Umpire said it didn't. Tyler Joyner on the mound threw second, started a double play, which actually ended the inning. Fred Datz argued vociferously that it hit McKenzie's foot, but umpires weren't having it. 2-2 pitch. Ortiz swings and skies it right out in front of the plate. Third baseman Crampton crashes down the line and makes the catch halfway between the mound and home plate. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Back to first goes Figueroa. So one out of a runner at first. That brings up Ian Mulder, the catcher. Mulder flying to right his first time up. Has a runner at first here. One out. Top of the fifth. Shorebirds up 3-0. Beck's pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Strike one. Mulder, 5 homers, 22 driven in this season. Hitting 209 for the 19-year-old. 0-1 pitch. Mulder takes just down and in. Breaking ball just a little off the edge. 1-1. Big lead for Figueroa over at first. Willems holds him on. Back the leg kick and the pitch. Bounces in, but a good backhand pick by Ortuan. 2-1. Shorebirds, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Wood Ducks, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error, top of the 5th. The pitch. It swung on, chopped on the ground to third. Reaching down for it, Crampton grabs it, throws to second. 1, relay to first. In time for a sweet turn of a 5-4-3 double play. Around the horn, the birds go. And that does it for the Wood Ducks here in the 5th. On to the last of the 5th. It's still Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Take in your next Shorebirds game in style. Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
Halfway home, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Wood Ducks nothing. So far, good pitching for both sides relatively, as outside of the first, no runs have been put up on the board. Shorebirds getting a clean inning at the top of the frame thanks to a 5-4-3 double play. Remember, double plays are always better with Chick-fil-A. Delmarva area Chick-fil-A restaurants have partnered with the Birds to sponsor every double play the Shorebirds turn this season. Plus, when the Birds turn two here at Purdue Stadium, as the first pitch from Mitch Bratt to Reed Trimble is down the middle for strike one. The Birds turn two here at home. All attendees at the game can open their Chick-fil-A app to receive free Chick-fil-A. 3-4-5 for the Birds due up against Bratt here in the fifth. 0-1 pitch is a back foot breaking ball. Trimble has to stumble out of the box. 1-1. Warned that this might be the case for the Birds against Bratt after that first inning, now that he has settled in. Now at 70 pitches, the 1-1. Down in the dirt for ball two. Bratt a chance to go 5 strong here for the Wood Ducks. They do have an arm starting to loosen a little out in the bullpen, but nothing seems imminent at the moment. 2-1 to Trimble. He swings and pops it up down the right field line. Right fielder Mora Bell chases on in and nearly overruns it, falls back to his right and makes the grab, falling down to the grass, somehow with a smile on his face the whole time. For someone who looked that stressful, I have no idea how Mora Bell grinned his way through it. Whistle while you work, I guess. And Mora Bell holds on for the first out here in the fifth. One out, no play on for Doug Hodo. Hodo lined to center his last time on. Right-handed batter, the first pitch home. Pratt, the lefty, misses outside with a fastball. Ball one. Last of the fifth, Shorebirds three, Wood Ducks nothing. Shorebirds with three runs on five hits in the first, but since then, just two hits and two walks. The pitch. Hodo takes a fastball down the middle. 1-1. Hodo, the sixth rounder out of Texas this year for the Orioles. Still getting a taste of pro ball here with the Shorebirds. 1-1. Hodo takes up and under his arms. 2-1. Brett the turn and the 2-1 pitch. Hodo takes just high and outside with a fastball. 3-1. On deck, Isaac Bologna, who actually has two singles today, despite terrible splits from the left side. 3-1. Hodo takes on the outside corner. 3-2. Three and two on Hodo. One out, nobody on, and the pitch. Fastball is high, ball four. And Brad issues his third walk of the day. Hodo aboard with one out for Isaac Bologna. And that'll get the Down East bullpen stirring. It looks like Jackson Leith is the first one up and on the mound right now. Runner at first for Bologna. He's 2-for-2. Left-handed batter, the first pitch. Checks his swing, breaking ball in the dirt. Peel out to second, Trey Jester. Says he held up in time. Ball one. Shorebirds three, Wood Ducks nothing. Bomb of the fifth. Infield plays Bologna to pull. Shortstop Collie up the middle. Here's the pitch. And Bologna takes a fastball high and outside. It's ball two. Down to the mound goes the catcher, Mulder, and I think this, even more than getting Pratt right, as far as his control is concerned, is allowing Leith enough time to warm up out in the bullpen. And I imagine if Bologna were to reach, then the next thing that would happen is the pitching coach, Kokoris, would come back on out for the Wood Ducks. Bologna with his fair share of memorable moments here at the Shorebirds before the season was looking like it was over for him with Delmarva when he got promoted to Aberdeen. His cycle down in Charleston, walk-off three-run homer here at home against Salem. Swings the 2-0 here, a soft liner into right center. That falls in for a base hit. Center fielder Smith cuts it off the alley. Going first to third is Hodo, and Isaac Bologna returns to Delmarva with aplomb. 3-for-3 here today. Men at first and third and one out now for Silas Ardwan. Seemed like Ardwan was starting to turn a corner over the weekend. Had a big game on Friday night when he went 3-for-4. Three runs driven in, powering the Birds to a 3-2 win. First pitch from Brett. This is high and outside for ball one. Ardwan then 1-for-4 on Saturday. But 0-for-2 so far today. Struck out in the first and hit to a 6-4-3 double play back in the third. Wood Ducks play the infield back looking for two again. Bologna at first takes his lead. Over at third, Hodo. Here's the pitch. And Ardwan takes down and in. Ball two. Pratt crouches down and into his set. Now the 2-0. Good breaking ball outside half. Ardwan looking fastball in the 2-0 count. 2-1. Pratt now at 84 pitches as well here in the last of the fifth. Shorebirds up 3-0. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball slips out of his hand high and outside. And Ardoin in the driver's seat now, 3-1. Now, Albert Romero on deck, but starting to get the suspicion that if Ardoin reaches, Brat won't be facing him. First and third, one out. Shorebirds up 3, bottom of the 5th. Here's the pitch. And Ardoin takes just a little high, ball 4. Second walk of the inning for Brett. His 4th of the game. And that'll be the final pitch he throws in today's game. Manager Steve Mintz makes the walk out to the mound. And it looks like Jackson Leaf will be the one to come in for the Wood Ducks on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Shorebirds chase Mitch Brat after 4 1/3. And the Wood Ducks make a move to the pen. Be back in a moment. Shorebirds up 3-0 here in the 5th. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still the last of the 5th, it's Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing. And the Wood Ducks make a tech that call to the bullpen, bringing on Jackson Leaf to replace Mitch Brat. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. Brat goes 4 1/3 innings, allows 4 walks, 8 hits, strikes out 5, but leaves with the bases loaded, all his responsibility. And Albert Romero, the first to face Jackson Leith, right-handed pitcher. In the first pitch, Romero swings and fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Leith making his 27th appearance of the season. He's 2-4 with an 8.90 ERA. 29 and a third innings. He's struck out 26, walked 23, giving up 31 hits, 36 runs, 29 of them earned. Giving up 6 homers and hit 4 batters. 0-1. It's down the dirt. Mulder a good block. And the runners stay put. Romero has the only grand slam of the season for the Shorebirds. That came during the last homestands. Corners play in for the Wood Ducks. Middle infield back. 1 out. The pitch. Romero swings and misses. Breaking ball was left up. Couldn't hammer it. And the count's 1-2. Creed Willems on deck. 1-2 on Romero, the pitch. And Noelbert swings and misses. Chase the breaking ball down and away. And a good start for Jackson Leith out of the bullpen. Gets Romero swinging. 2 outs, and it'll be up to Creed Willems to cash in on this bases loaded opportunity. Willems is 0-1 today. Walked his last time up. That was after striking out in the first. Favorable matchup for Creed, though, against a right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Willems swings and misses. A slider just disappears. Down and in. Strike one. Leith 6-1, 192. Set of the belt. Here's the pitch. Willems swings and misses at the exact same pitch. 88, down and in. It's 0-2. Leith was a 12th round pick of the Rangers last year out of Tennessee. 0-2 on Willem. Space is loaded, two outs, the pitch, and Willem swings and misses. Muller blocks it, picks it up. He'll just tap home plate to claim the force out. And the Shorebirds strand the bases loaded here in the fifth after back-to-back strikeouts by Lee. On to the sixth, still Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the sixth, Shorebirds still leading the Wood Ducks 3-0. Jared Beck back to work for the Shorebirds. Yason Mortabel leads it off for the Woodies. Swings the first pitch and slices it out of play, left field side. Strike one. 9-1-2. 2-0 for the Wood Ducks. Here in the top of the sixth, Beck in his second inning of relief is 0-1. Breaking ball misses down the dirt. Ball one. Mortabel flied to center his first time up. That was against Nunez. Beck faced the minimum in the fifth. Gave up a leadoff single, but an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play got him out of that jam. 1-1, a weak tapper down the first baseline. That trickles foul. 1-2. Another arm now loosening out in the Wood Ducks bullpen. Florencio Serrano Jr. It's now starting to throw a little. 1-2 here on Mortabel. Back the kick and the pitch. And it's fouled off again, left field side. Still 1-2. Back the lanky lefty, winds and fires, and the fastball just a little outside. 2-2. Sun is completely set a while ago now. Stadium lights fully on a relatively calm but chilly 2-2. It's down the dirt, ball three. Even though Mortabel dropped his bat, started taking off his batting gloves, tried to sell it for a one-pitch early walk. So still 3-2. But with the wind blowing the way it is right now, pretty hard out towards right. Does make it feel like a pretty good, crisp early September evening. 3-2, and Mortabel swings and misses. Chased a fastball way up and out of the zone. And Beck, his first strikeout out of the bullpen. Tough break for Mortabel there. And the funny thing, not funny to him, but funny to everybody else, is that he was the only one in the ballpark. First pitch here to Maximo Acosta. Misses inside for ball one. was the only one in the ballpark who actually thought that that was ball four. 1-0. Acosta takes high for ball two, including his own team. Nobody came to his defense. Not sure where Morabell started counting wrong, but ends up burning him. Strikes out for the first out of the inning. 2-0 to Acosta. He swings a hefty rip. Fouls it back. 2-1. Top of the sixth, one out, nobody on. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Acosta's 1-for-2. He singled back in the first and stole second. Here's the pitch. Fastball yanked down and in by Beck. Now falling behind on Acosta, 3-1. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Acosta square stance from the right side, the pitch. And he swings, hits it on the ground towards the hole that's short. Holiday gets to it, gloves, throws to first, and retires Acosta easily for the first out, or second out rather, here in the sixth. So 2 outs, nobody on for Marcus Smith. Smith has struck out twice tonight, both times against Nunez. Once swinging, once looking. Left-handed batter. Back to the southpaw, kicks and fires. And Smith takes a heater just a little high. Ball one. Smith will turn 22 on the final day of the season, September the 11th. 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. No better way to celebrate your birthday than not only getaway day, but the final day of the season. 1-1 pitch. Fastball up and in, and Smith has to spin out of the way. Head of the count now, 2-1. Final days of the season are interesting. Never know what you're going to get. A lot of teams play it out like, okay, let's get this over, let's hit the road, and we can all get to the offseason. 2-1. Smith swings and fouls back out of play. 2-2. And a lot of times you'll see teams pull out gimmicks, like somebody will play all nine positions. Team will use the same bat for every at-bat, just leaving it at the plate like you would in sandlot baseball. But a lot of times you do just play normal baseball, and a long game can ensue. 2-2. Smith pops it up, backing out of play again. Count stays at 2-2. In my experience, at the very least, I have never played or gotten to call a quick final day of the season. Just might be my luck. 2-2 again to Smith. Breaking ball misses up and in. He ducks out of the way. Ball three. So a full count on Smith. 2 outs, top of the sixth. Shorebirds 3, Wood Ducks nothing. Back from the third base side of the rubber. Winds and fires the payoff pitch, and Smith just gets a piece of it. Breaking ball down and away, reached for it. Artuan couldn't pick it. And the at-bat stays alive. Another 3-2 from Beck. And it's a called strike three. Breaking ball inside corner. Smith caught looking for the second straight at-bat. And Beck sets down the side in order here in the sixth with punch-outs for the first and third outs. On to the last of the sixth. It's still Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Available game. Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds.
Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth, it's Delmarva 3 and Down East nothing. TechNet call the bullpen brings on for Lorenzo Serrano Jr. here for the sixth for the Wood Ducks. Randy's first pitch fastball to Adam Crampton is down the middle for strike one. Serrano takes over for Jackson Leith, who got the final 2 outs of the fifth. Strand of the base is loaded. 0-1. Crampton takes a breaking ball down and outside. Ball one. Leith faced two batters and struck out two, leaving the bases loaded, inheriting a mess that Mitch Brett had left him. 1-1 pitch. Crampton swings, hits a liner out towards right center. On comes Smith. He lays out and brings it in. Nearly overran it again, but reached back, went into a slide, and robs Crampton of a potential base hit. And that's the first out here in the sixth. Crampton falls to 0-3. So back to the top of the order and Carter Young. By the way, with Leith getting out of that fifth inning, Mitch Bratt's line is final. He goes 4 1/3 innings, allows 3 runs all earned. Young shows bunt on the first pitch and ends up taking a strike on the outside corner. Strike one. Young 2-3 today. Tripled and scored in the first, a single in the fourth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. 0-2. Young, switch hitter, steps in from the left side for the first time tonight against the righty Serrano, making his ninth appearance of the season. 0-2. Young takes down the dirt. 1-2. Serrano, 6'1", 205 pounds. No record, a 2.53 ERA. 21 in the third innings, he struck out 16 and walked 5. 1-2 pitch. And Young able to take a fastball and spoil it, backing out of play. Still 1-2. Infield plays Young to pull. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line. 1-2 pitch. And Young takes a slider down and in on his back foot. 2-2. Shorebirds up 3-0, bottom half of the sixth. One out, nobody on. The pitch. Young takes a called strike three, and he knew it. Off-speed pitch. Letter high inside corner. Serrano gets him looking, and there's 2 outs here in the sixth. So 2 outs, nobody on for Jackson Holliday. Holliday, a two-hit game today, or rather, on base twice. RBI double in the first, walked in the second. Grounded out back to the mound his last time up. First pitch from Serrano, misses inside. Ball one. Shorebirds with 3 runs in the first inning on 5 hits, but nothing for either side since. The pitch. Holliday takes a fastball, finds the outside corner. 1-1. Shorebirds shutting out Down East through the first 6 innings. And then Mitch Brett, Jackson Leith, and Alpha Lorenzo Serrano. 1-1. Holliday takes low for ball two. Those three have now combined for 4 2/3 shutout innings after Brett was shelled for 3 runs in that first. 2-1 on Holliday. Serrano the wind and the pitch. And Holliday swings and taps it to the backstop. 2-2. Reed Trimble on deck if Holliday extends the inning. Outfield and infield both play him to pull. 2-2. Fastball is way high. Ball three.
left fielder Galvan again. The only one even playing a semblance towards the left field line. Shaded towards the corner. Nobody within about 200 feet of him. 3-2. Holiday takes down and away. Ball four. And he walks for the second time tonight. He's been on base 3 out of 4 times up today. So it's a 2-out base runner for Reed Trimble. Trimble singled and scored back in the first. Has flied out to left and flied out to right since. First chance to step in from the left side where he's a bit more comfortable. First pitch. Fastball misses down and in. Ball one. Shorebirds trying to snap a little mini two-game losing streak. Fell on Saturday and Sunday to Fredericksburg, not bad. Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 1-0, runner goes. Trimble takes down low. The throw to second. Holiday slides in safely. In with a headlong dive. Jackson Holiday, his first Delmarva stolen base. And he's in scoring position now for Trimble. Ahead of the count, 2-0. So Trimble ahead in the count, 2-0. Shorebirds already lead 3-0 the pitch. Fastball up and in. Trimble has to limbo out of the way. 3-0. Trimble swung 3-0 back in the second. Ended up flying out to left. Does he take another 3-0 rip here? Here's the pitch. He does and comes up empty. A mammoth, vicious hack. 3-1. Chose a good pitch, just couldn't connect. So 3 balls and a strike. Holiday at second, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And Trimble late on the fastball, slices it in the air down the left field line. Galvan gives chase, but ultimately he runs out of room. Up into the grassy berm, and the count's full. Three and two on Reed Trimble. Holiday at second, 2 outs, bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds up 3. The pitch. Trimble swings and rips it out to deep right center. Maribel on the run. He won't get there, and it goes all the way to the wall. Holiday comes in to score. Trimble hits the brakes at second, and he has himself an RBI double. And the Shorebirds lead it 4-0 here in the sixth. Just what the Shorebirds needed in a game that it had felt like it had almost been rolled to sleep since that first inning. A 2-out RBI double for Reed Trimble. His 17th RBI of the season, his 6th double, and the Shorebirds now lead it 4-0. Now Trimble at second, he replaces Holiday and Doug Hodo the batter. First pitch. Fastball is on the outside corner. Strike one. Hodo 0-for-2 today. He struck out looking the first, line to center in the third. Walked his last time up. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Ball one. First run for either team since the Shorebirds scored 3 back in the first. Now 4 runs, 9 hits for the Birds. The pitch. Hodo late on the fastball, swings and misses. It's 1-2. Trimble at second. He's being held on by the second baseman Acosta. So a big haul to the right side for Hodo. 1-2. And Hodo swings, hits in the air towards right center. Long run for Smith. But the center fielder tracks it down. Retires Hodo. And that's it for the Shorebirds here in the sixth. But a two-out walk and a two-out double. Reed Trimble drives in Jackson Holliday, and the Shorebirds tack on another. On to the seventh. It's now Delmarva 4 and Downey's nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specially alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Top of the seventh, Shorebirds now 4, Wood Ducks still nothing. Reed Trimble, an RBI double for the Birds in the last of the six to extend the lead. Jared Beck back to work for the Shorebirds. He's thrown two scoreless out of the pen. First pitch to Cam Colley. He swings and flies down a play. Right field side for strike one. Colley, Golan, and Villarroel here in the frame for the Wood Ducks. It's 3-4-5. 0-1. Colley swings and hammers it deep right center. That's going to get down and split the gap. Go to the wall. Colley around first. He's on his way to second. He's thinking three. Here's the relay throw. It won't come. Holliday pump fakes it, puts it in his back pocket. And it's a leadoff triple for Cam Colley here in the seventh. In with a headlong dive at third. And the Wood Ducks with their first extra base hit of the day. Just their third hit here on the day. They have a man at third here to start the seventh. For Colley, that's his third triple of the season. And now Yossi Galan. Cleanup man stands in, takes a rip at the first pitch, and grounds it foul down the third baseline. Strike one. So Beck will have to work hard to keep the shutout intact. Right now, the Shorebirds, a four-run lead, do have a little bit to give. 0-1. Galan takes a breaking ball in the dirt. It squirts by Ardoin to the backstop. And Colley trots on home from third on the wild pitch. And the Wood Ducks make the three-run game again. Delmarva 4, down east 1. So that wipes the bases clear now for Beck. Count even at one on Galan. Galan has struck out and flying to left so far today. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. And the off-speed pitch is high and outside. Ball two. Beck, third base side of the rubber, winds and fires. And it's foul tip held on to by Ardoin. 2-2. Still nobody throwing out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Beck probably going about 50 to 60 here today. 2-2 pitch. Galan takes a called strike three. Fastball on the inside corner. And Beck, a good bounce back after the leadoff triple. Strikes out Galan for the first out here in the seventh. Miguel Villarroel is the next to dig in, and he rips the first pitch he sees from back into left on a line for a base hit. Villarroel now 1-for-3 here today. Beck slams the ball in his glove as he ascends the mound again. A little frustrated with himself here. Two out of the first three here in the seventh have reached on hard-hit baseballs. Now Figueroa, the batter. Runner goes from first. The pitch misses outside. The throw to second is in time. Holiday, a good snag of the throw from Arduan, and drops the tag on Villarroel's back foot on his way by. And that's the second out here in the seventh. That is nifty from Holiday. Villarroel caught for the third time this season. And now the Wood Ducks dugout is chirping very hard at Trey Jester. Trey tells them to can it. Nobody's been ejected yet. And it doesn't, looks like it'll stay that way. So the pitch missed to Figueroa. And the next one does as well, down and away for ball two. Down East had a wild end to a game that involved some ejections, not for Down East, but for their opponent, Fayetteville, back on Sunday, their home finale of the 2-0. This is outside for ball three. Figueroa yet to be retired today. He's walked and singled. But on the final play of the game, it looked like the Wood Duck center fielder, I'm not sure if it was Smith that day or not, but whoever it was, tried to make a diving catch. 3-0, slow, or rather, it's at the bottom of the zone for strike one. That back continues with Figueroa. And runner at second for Fayetteville, 3-1. Fouled back and out of play, 3-2. At first, it was ruled that the center fielder trapped the baseball, and the runner from second scored to tie the game. But the umpires met, convened, and overturned the call. That ended the game. Fayetteville's manager, Joe Thon, went absolutely ballistic. 3-2, called strike three on the outside corner, and Beck able to retire Figueroa and limit the damage here in the seventh after the triple. Run comes in for Down East, though. Cam Colley, a leadoff triple, scores on a wild pitch. On to the last of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds with a 4-1 lead over the Wood Ducks here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hope you got a good stretch in. It's the Shorebirds 4 and the Wood Ducks 1. Back to work for Lorenzo Serrano Jr. deals to Isaac Baloney, and the pitch is fouled straight back for strike one. Baloney, Arduan, and Romero here in the last of the seventh for the Shorebirds. Wood Ducks just got on the scoreboard in the top of the seventh. Cam Colley, a leadoff triple, then scored on a wild pitch. Baloney 3-for-3 today. He singled each time up in his return to Salisbury. From the left side, the 0-1. He swings and misses. Fastball blown by him at the top of the zone. 0-2. Kick and the 0-2 from Serrano. And Bologna able to square up another into right center for a base hit. Right fielder Morabell cuts it off, holds Bologna to a single. But Isaac, 4-for-4 here today. Something about playing for the Shorebirds just does it for Isaac Bologna. He had struggled mightily with Aberdeen. He was hitting about .160 with just 4 homers. But immediately returns to Delmarva and has a 4-hit game. Now Silas Artois. Artois 0-for-2. First pitch, he swings and fouls it back over the screen. Strike one. Yaki Rivera starting to loosen out the Shorebirds bullpen. I imagine he'll be coming on for the 8th and 9th. Oh, one pitch. Curveball is a called strike. Top of the zone. 0-2. Adrian Rodriguez now throwing out in the Wood Ducks bullpen. 0-2 on Artois. The pitch. Curveball is down and outside. Ball one. Shorebirds 4, Wood Ducks 1. Bomb the 7th. Bologna at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Artois takes. Fastball just a little low. 2-2. Serrano a check at first as he comes set. From the belt, the pitch. And Artois foul tips it, held on to by Mulder. Artois down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that's the first out here in the last of the 7th. And the last pitch that Serrano will throw in this game. Down at 33 pitches. And Rodriguez enters in from bullpen on this technique called the bullpen. Bottom of 7th, Birds up 4-1. Down East back to the bullpen. Be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Still the last of the 7th. It's Delmarva 4 and Down East 1. Wood Ducks go back to the bullpen. Technet call of the pen brings on Adrian Rodriguez to replace Florencio Serrano Jr. Serrano goes an inning and a third, right now on the hook for one run on two hits. Walks one and strikes out two. He is responsible for Bologna, who's still at first, with one out here in the last of the 7th. Rodriguez replaces him, making his 7th appearance of the season. 6'5", 192-pound righty. 2-0 with a 2.70 ERA this season. 10 innings pitched. He's struck out 15 and walked 6. Giving up 6 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned. 1 homer and has hit 1 batter. Noelbert Romero is the first to greet Rodriguez here. From the stretch with Bologna at first, hand set of the belt. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away in the dirt. Ball 1. Romero 1-for-3 today, an RBI single back in the first on a pop fly that dropped in. 1-0. Romero swings, rolls on the ground to third. To his left, Villarroel throws to second, then throw back to first is way off the bag. And Romero safe at first on the fielder's choice. So Romero replaces Bologna over at first. Villarroel, a good feed to second. Acosta, not so much a good turn over to first. Romero might have beat it anyway, so it's pretty slowly hit grounder. Now a runner at first, two outs, and Creed Willems digs in. First pitch, Romero runs. Willems tries to check his swing, but ends up fouling it off. Grounds it to the backstop. Romero, nonetheless, a full headlong dive in the second. Gotta get the uniform dirty somehow as the DH, right? So it's 0-1 on Willems. Creed has struck out twice today, has also walked. 0-1. Fastball is way high. Ball one. Infield plays Willems to pull. Here's the pitch. Fastball is high. Ball two. Romero, a strong lead from first. He is running the 2-1 as a called strike. The throw to second, and Romero is hosed by a mile. And that'll do it for the Shorebirds here in the seventh. Romero thrown out. Good throw from Ian Mulder, Nabson. And the Shorebirds turned away scoreless here in the seventh. On to the eighth. Still Delmarva 4 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Shorebirds, simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth, Shorebirds still with a three-run lead over the Down East Wood Ducks. It's Delmarva 4 and Down East 1. Yaki Rivera takes over for Jared Beck on this TechNet called the bullpen. Beck goes three innings, probably right now in line for his first career win. First pitch from Rivera to Abby Ortiz is cut on and missed for strike one. Beck goes three innings, allows a run on three hits. Doesn't walk anybody, most importantly, and strikes out four. 0-1 breaking ball dances in at the knees to Ortiz. It's 0-2. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Wood Ducks here in the top of the eighth against Yaki Rivera, the Shorebirds' de facto closer. Converted his first save of the season last week against Fredericksburg. 0-2. Swung on and hit softly on the ground to second. To his left, Young scoops it up, and the second baseman throws to first to retire Ortiz. That's the first out here in the eighth. Yaki back at Virginia Credit Union Stadium, a place he once gave up seven runs in a third of an inning. Threw two shutout innings back on September the 2nd, last Friday. to seal a 3-2 win for the Shorebirds over the Frednats. First pitch to Ian Mulder, misses down the dirt. Ball one. So Yaki on the season, 3-3 with a 6.27 ERA. The 1-0. Fastball is way high. Ball two. On the year, Rivera making his 16th appearance for the Shorebirds. He's 1-for-5 in save opportunities. 2-0 pitch is way outside to Mulder. 3-0. Mulder is 0-for-2 today. Has flied to right and hit into a double play. Rivera, the wind and the pitch. Fastball is right down the middle. Strike one. Rivera, 33 innings. He struck out 44 and walked 15. Giving up 36 hits. The 3-1. It's down and away for ball four. And Mulder walks here with one out in the eighth. So Yason Morabell is the next to hit. He's the nine-hole hitter tonight for the Wood Ducks. 0-for-2. He's flying to center and struck out swinging. First pitch. Tries to check his swing. Fastball misses inside. Appeal to second. And Jester says he held up. Ball one. Morabell from the left side against the ready Rivera. 6-2, 150. The 1-0. Morabell tried to hold back this time. He couldn't. Breaking ball down and in. One ball, one strike. Willems holds on Mulder at first. Middle infield at double play depth. Rivera from the belt, the pitch. And the curveball is perfect. Outside corner at the knees. It's 1-2. Rivera picking up that save last Friday against Fredericksburg. Did it not without a little bit of drama. 1-2. Fastball tails high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. He is set down the side in order in the eighth. But then in the ninth, put two on with one out. Tying run at second. Winning run at first for the Frednats and got out of it. So very impressive for the 19-year-olds. 2-2. Swung on and chopped down the first baseline. A fair ball. Willem steps on the bag, throws to second, and they tag out Mulder for the double play. Heads up by Creed Willems as he's able to turn 2-3-6, and the Shorebirds get out of the eighth. On to the last of the eighth. It's still Delmarva 4 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last chance for the Shorebirds to add any insurance runs here. It's Delmarva 4, Downey's 1, bottom half of the 8th coming your way. 9-1-2, or 8-1, 8-9-1, due up for the Shorebirds. Creed Willems leads it off. Creed was at the plate when Albert Romero was thrown out trying to steal second to end the 7th. Willems 0-for-2. He's struck out twice today and also walked. Adrian Rodriguez Fires home to Willems, who hits a slow roller towards the hole up the middle, and it sneaks into center for a base hit. Not exactly in time, but Greed Willems with a base hit, even without being announced to open the inning. Ricky Pollitt has done a phenomenal job on the PA this season, but sometimes just timing gets the better of you. Here's Adam Crampton. Willems at first, nobody out, the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and in from Rodriguez, who came on and got the final 2 outs of the seventh in place of Florencio Serrano Jr. Ends up throwing an inning and a third, allowing a run on 2 hits. Here's the pitch. Crampton takes down and outside for ball 2. Crampton has flat out 3 times today. Twice to center, once to right. Infield plays him to pull. 2-0 pitch. Crampton swings, hits a grounder up the middle, and that sneaks into a shallow left center for a base hit. Willems trying to motor to third. Here's the throw. It's not in time. Crampton on the back end, able to slide into second as well. Heads up base running all the way around for the Shorebirds. Willems goes first to third, and Crampton, with nobody looking, follows him into second, and the Shorebirds with 2 in scoring position and nobody out. Penfield forced to come in now for the Wood Ducks. Carter Young, top of the order. Switch hitter digs in from the left side. Second and third, nobody out. Rodriguez deals home. And Young takes a fastball. Called strike across the letters. 0-1. Willems at third, especially with nobody out. I imagine he's not going on contact. 0-1 pitch. Young foul tips it, held onto by Mueller. 0-2. Young is 2-for-4 today. Tripled in the first, singled in the fourth. 2 strikeouts as well. Down the count here, 0-2. Kick and the pitch. And Young skies it out to shallow left. Gavon comes in, settles under it, makes the catch. Willems doesn't even budge from third. And that's the first out here in the eighth.
Now batting the shortstop, number 13, Jack Holliday.
So 1 out, bottom of the eighth, and runners still at second and third. Now for Jackson Holliday. Holliday on base 3 times today. 1-for-2, an RBI double, 2 walks, a run scored. Infield stays in. Here's the pitch. Good curveball at the knees, outside half. Strike 1. Holliday a chance to really put this game to bed. Shorebirds up 4-1. Second and third, 1 out. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Holliday checks his swing. Appeal to second. And Chester says he held up. 1-1. Rodriguez leans in for the sign. Right arm dangling away from his body. Now straightens up, comes set just above the belt. Here's the pitch. Curveball misses high and outside this time. 2-1. Willems at third. Crampton at second. 1 out, bottom of the eighth. Shorebirds up 3, trying to blow this one open. The 2-1. Holliday, a mammoth cut, comes up empty. Fastball at the top of the zone. 2-2. On deck, Reed Trimble. But Holliday trying to bring home Willems and Crampton himself. 2-2 on its way from Adrian Rodriguez. Here it is. And the fastball is up and outside at 97. A little something extra from Rodriguez, who's been sitting more 93-94 here at the inning. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line at third. Infield plays in. Second and third, 1 out. The 3-2. And Holliday takes a called strike 3. A Gutsy breaking ball in the outside corner from Rodriguez. Catches Holiday looking. And there's two outs here in the eighth. First strikeout for Rodriguez out of the bullpen's a humongous one. And it'll be up to Reed Trimble. Trimble 2-for-4 today with an RBI double his last time up. Infield plays back. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. The pitch home. Breaking ball is a called strike. Outside corner, letter high. Infield plays Trimble to pull. Third baseman Villarroel way off the line. Shortstop Colley up the middle. 0-1, breaking ball in the dirt. Trimble chases after it. Now down the count, 0-2. So 0-2 on Trimble. 2 outs, bottom 8. Shorebirds 4, Wood Ducks 1. Second and third, 2 outs. The pitch. And Trimble able to lay off. Breaking ball just a little low. 1-2. Rodriguez to the ready. Kicks and fires. And Trimble a high chopper towards the hole up the middle. Second baseman Acosta flags it down the outfield. Grass throw to first, not in time. Crampton trying to score from second. And the throw from first from Ortiz is in time. But the Shorebirds do get one run on the play. Willem scores from third. Crampton trying to be aggressive gets thrown out of the plate. But the Shorebirds will take a 4-run lead into the ninth on Trimble's RBI infield single. On to the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory. It's Delmarva 5 and Down East 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory here against the Down East Wood Ducks. First pitch from Yaki Rivera to Maximo Acosta is a breaking ball down the dirt. 4-1. It's now Delmarva 5, Down East 1. Reed Trimble, RBI infield single. But Wood Ducks go to awareness, 1-0. Acosta takes a curve ball down low for 1. Able to get Adam Crampton trying to score from second on the play. Wasn't really that close to the plate either. 2-0 from Rivera. Acosta takes a fastball. Outside corner, belt high. 2-1. Acosta, the leadoff man for the Wood Ducks, is 1-for-3 today. Singled back in the first. 2-1. Misses outside for 3. Shorebirds now 5 runs on 13 hits. No errors. 3-1. Curveball is outside for 4. And an inauspicious start here to the ninth. A leadoff walk to Acosta. Rivera walked Ian Mulder back in the eighth, but got a 3-6 double play to still face the minimum that inning. Marcus Smith next to hit for the Wood Ducks. So for three, three strikeouts. The pitch. Changeup is at the knees. Outside corner. 0-1. Middle infield at double play depth. Shorebirds have now turned two double plays here tonight. 0-1, runner goes. Pitch misses outside. Throw to second is not in time. Acosta even down four runs running here in the top of the ninth. Better be certain you're safe. And for the Wood Ducks, luckily he was, albeit barely, his 42nd stolen base of the season. So no double play chance here now. It's 1-1 on Smith. The pitch. Curve ball misses low. Ball two. On deck, Cam Colley, who right now has the only extra base hit as well as only run of the game for Down East, but there's an extra base hit. A ripped line shot down the right field line. Goes all the way to the corner for Smith. Coming in to score, Acosta stopping at second, Smith. It's an RBI double, and the Wood Ducks have made this a three-run game again. RBI double for Marcus Smith on a laser down the right field line. It's Delmarva 5, Down East 2. Smith with his eighth double of the season, his 31st run driven in. It's a 5-2 game now, tying run in the on-deck circle for the Wood Ducks. Here's Cam Colley, triple to right center his last time up. First pitch fastball from Rivera, misses outside, ball one. One-oh pitch, curveball outside for ball two. And catcher Silas Arduan calls time. Starts walking out towards the mounds. No movement right now out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Rivera has had his troubles closing out games this season despite his electric stuff. It's always a play here, a play there. Not always entirely his fault. And now Colley calls time. He wants a little bit of pine tar. Gets the spray can, sprays it on his bat, on his hands. But Yaki, 1-for-5 with 4 blown saves this season here for the Shorebirds, including 2 the last time Delmarva was home against Lynchburg. He took 2 losses that week. 2-0. Colley takes a fastball. It's on the outside corner. 2-1. Top of the ninth. It's now Delmarva 5 and Down East 2. Runner at second. Nobody out. The 2-1. Another fastball. Same result. On the outside corner. It's 2-2. 2-2 on Cam Colley. Here's the pitch. Curveball. A weak tapper down the third baseline. Catcher Arduan off the plate, goes and grabs it, but has no play. Spun and tried to throw, put in his back pocket, but it's a single, and the first three have reached here in the ninth for Down East. And the tying run to the plate in the form of Yossi Galan, exactly who Down East wants at the plate right now with a chance to tie it. On the season, Galan leads Down East with 18 homers. 54 driven in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down low. Strike one. Top of the ninth. Delmarva 5, Down East 2. First and second, nobody out. The pitch to Galan. Curveball backs up onto the inside corner. It's 0-2. Outfield deep all the way around for Galan. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Curveball down and away. Rivera against Galan to chase it. And that's a humongous first out here in the ninth. Tying run still at the plate. But now it's Miguel Villarroel. First pitch. Tight breaking ball. Outside corner. Strike one. Villarroel is 1-for-3 today. He singled back in the seventh, but was caught stealing. 0-1. Curveball again. Beauty. Down the middle at the knees. It's 0-2. First and second, one out for the Wood Ducks. Top of the ninth. Shorebirds 5, Wood Ducks 2. Down East has the tying run at the plate. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Rivera did it again. Curveball down and away. Villarroel swings and misses. And Rivera back-to-back pitches. Back-to-back batters. 6 pitches, 2 outs. And now the final hurdle is Glader Figueroa. Tying run at the plate, the pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Ardoin blocks it halfway back to the mound. And the runners take off. Up to second and third now with 2 outs on the wild pitch. So now a base hit could make this a one-run game. Figueroa is 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the fifth, the pitch. He swings and fouls it back off the press box and back down. 1-1. Shorebirds, 5 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Wood Ducks, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Top of the ninth, the 1-1. Curveball, called strike 2. Inside corner. And the Wood Ducks down to their final strike. Top of the ninth, Wood Ducks with the tying run of the plate. Second and third, 2 outs for Figueroa. Rivera trying to end it. Here's his 1-2. Swung on and skied to shallow center. Trimble throws, now comes in, settles under it, and puts it away for the final mound of the game. And the Shorebirds win it 5-2 here on Tuesday night. Delmarva, a combination of good hitting, timely pitching, and they take the opener from the Wood Ducks here on Tuesday, September the 6th. Your final, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 5 and the Down East Wood Ducks 2. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap. Your final score again, it's the Shorebirds 5 and the Wood Ducks 2. Post-game show is next. This has been Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Welcome back to Purdue Stadium, where it's time for the Shorebirds postgame show. Sam Jelinek with you to walk you through this Shorebirds victory. They open the final week of the season, their final homestand here of 2022, with a very nice wire-to-wire win over the Downeast Wood Ducks. Let's get you through how this one happened. Shorebirds on the board early, three runs in the first, three hits in a row to start it off. Carter Young tripled, Jackson Holiday doubled him home, and then Reed Trimble a single plus an error allowed Holiday to score. After Doug Hodo struck out, Isaac Baloney singled Trimble all the way to third. After another strikeout, Romero able to single home Trimble, and the Shorebirds led it 3-0 after one. We stayed at 3-0 all the way until the last of the sixth. Shorebirds getting an RBI double from Reed Trimble to make it 4-0. Wood Ducks scored one in the top of the seventh. Cam Colley a triple, then came around on a wild pitch to score. Shorebirds answered in the bottom of the eighth. Trimble again, an RBI single. He finished 3-for-5 with two runs driven in. Top of the ninth, things got a little dicey. A walk, a stolen base, a double, and a single. Made it 5-2. Delmarva with the tying run to play for Down East, but Yaki Rivera retired the next three in a row to seal the victory and pick up the save. Final line score in this one for the Shorebirds. It's 5 runs, 13 hits, no errors. They strand 10. Down East, they go 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They strand 4. Jared Beck picks up his first professional win. He goes 3 innings, allows a run on 3 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Taking the loss for the Wood Ducks, Mitch Bratt goes 4 1/3, allows 3 runs. Yaki Rivera the save, his second over the season. Started at 7:05. We finished this one up at 9:31 for a time of game of 2 hours and 26 minutes in front of 1,170 here on Tuesday night from Salisbury. With the win, the Shorebirds now 46-80 on the season, 25-36 in the second half, 23-37 at home, and they snap their 2-game losing streak. Down East, they fall to 64-63, now 31-30 here in the second half, 27-34 on the road, and they are unable to win back-to-back games. How about wrap up our broadcast here today? We'll skip the post-game scores for now. We got a little bit more work left to do with the ballpark, so we'll get off air a little bit earlier today. Get you set for tomorrow's game. It's a 7:05 first pitch again. 6:50 for the pregame show. It's Davey Cruz on the mound for the Shorebirds. He's 1-1 with a 4.17 ERA. Winston Santos is on the hill for the Wood Ducks. He is 7-6 with a 3.66 ERA this season. First pitch 7:05 tomorrow. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. Now, that'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thanks from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow, your final score one more time. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 5, the Downeast Wood Ducks 2. Shorebirds open up the final week of the season with a victory. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.